Blog Talk Radio.
Health crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, your host for tonight. And we have two guests that will be on, Dr. Fadumah Abdul and Selena Lindsay. Hi, are both of you on the line right now?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Tonight's topic is chickenpox vaccine in children. Is this good for the children? Chickenpox, the natural way, would this be beneficial for the children? Why are other countries studying the United States and Japan to see what happens to their children before they'll consider chickenpox vaccine? Children are coming down with shingles at an early age. Is this because of the chickenpox vaccine? Another hot topic tonight. And hi, I'm Dr. Abdul, and hi, Selena. Okay,
bye,
what do you two
bye.
Ladies think about this topic?
Selena, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, you can go, whichever one wants to talk.
Or maybe, yeah, okay, I'll say. Yeah, this topic is really very important. It's like, it's controversial. Late, some people, they say, like, people always, they had in their life, you know, like, over the years, you know, like a millennium, like a and since 1800, something like that, 1800, they were having a chickenpox and they developing their own immune. But the problem is that the chickenpox, when you get into a natural way, and of course you develop an immunity. But later in life, when like your immunity start weaning, like about 6 years old, and then you might develop this shingles. You know, like the shingles, they give like really, they are bad situation. You know, like they are the dormant of like in the nerve root of the chicken pox that reactivated when your immune system tackling it by any reason, by age or by chemotherapy or by other diseases like debilitant of immune, and then you will have a serious problem, like a painful, and sometimes even the last year is like the pain, not like a the shingles or something, those one. Then it's better, like now, like 2006, they introduced, like the FDA approved, like Zostavax, which is like a immunization for the shingles. So for that one, it's good. But the children, some people, they say, oh, we like that our children, they encounter a real disease and they develop. But some children are vulnerable. They can get so many complications, you know, like after they get the chicken pox, you know, like their skin is like, and they having this rash and oozing and all this stuff. And they can get like and flesh-eating bacteria, or they can get pneumonia, or they can get, but you don't know which child like develop like a serious problem and which child. That's why it's better for me. You know, like every child, like can get like the vaccination, the immunization. That's what I believe. Yeah.
Okay. There was one article I read, and it said, and I don't know how you test it, say if one child's immune system is weaker than the next, that children with weak immune system should not get the chickenpox vaccine because it makes them more prone to coming down with the shingles. But I didn't read where that's the standard procedure as far as weighing the, say, a child that's sick all the time, not get it, versus a child that's not sick, should have it, that it would be okay. And the cases where they came down with the shingles, they're saying that the child had a weak immune system. So all I know is United Kingdom and some of the other countries around the globe won't give the chickenpox vaccine because they want to see what the outcome is for the United States and what the outcome is for Japan. And based on whatever they see, because they have noticed that the countries that aren't given the vaccine do not have an increase in shingles, where the United States has had an increase in it, but they're still telling us that it's not related to the chickenpox. So they have to wait. And but then in those countries that don't give it, their children is not coming down with shingles at 2 years and 4 years and 20 years of age, like what's happening here.
Yeah, in the United States, they are saying the data, the study they showing, like since 1995 when it's approved and introduced, like it decreased like 90% of like getting people the disease. And then at the same time, and for hospitalization and some mortality rate, it decreased. You know, like it's not a very serious disease, but still some people are vulnerable. They can die for complication like pneumonia or like an skin infection that at the same time can be like a general infection into all your body because people are not the same. So the data are showing like 90% of those things, they decrease, you know, like still, you know, like people who get immunized, still they can get an shingles, but it's in a very, 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 it's not very serious, like in a moderate way, like a very, 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 very easy way, you know, like it's not like a, like when you have like really, you know, like the disease or, you know, like a, so it's better for the doctors, they believe in the United States, it's better to be like immunized everybody except people who are immune system like HIV people, you know, like those people, their immune system is really very down. So those one even
but
they can tolerate the immunization.
Why is there an increase in shingles in the United States and not a increase in United Kingdom?
Because you say in United Kingdom they stop like
United
immunization and they don't have a shingles.
Right.
The shingles
they do not
like,
have
like
an increase in shingles.
Yeah, but the
business,
I think we're dealing with a very controversial issue. And when you look at what's going on in the United Kingdom in the first place, they don't use the vaccine at all. So it's obvious, but we have to look back at what previously happened in the past. which means just because it looks like it's eradicated, it's not. Everybody's going to say, what's going to happen when all of a sudden you have a outbreak in England and Europe? Then it's going to run through there like wildfire. And they're going to have what they had in the early 1800s. They're going to have chickenpox, and it's going to be rampant. And then you're going to have a bunch of kids that, in the first place, they can't take all that fever, and you end up with meningitis and a bunch of other things. We have what I call the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in the first place, some of this starts with what is the vaccine. When you look at some of the things that one used to be in the vaccine, a lot of that is just not good, because a lot of the stuff that they use inside of the vaccine itself, first of all, they're really giving you smallpox. But some of what they don't tell you is, just like any other disease, the virus radically changes from year to year. It doesn't stay the same from 20 years ago.
Wait a minute. Back up. You said they're giving you smallpox. What do you mean? I didn't hear that one.
It's called like attenuated. It's a live virus, but it's like a dormant. They attenuate it. They make it lighter, you know, like a, and then some people, you know, like a, and that's what your immunity develops, is senses, this little virus, which is weakening it, you know, like a, it's not strong like when it was like a, the way his nature. So it's weakening it, and that's how you develop your immune system. But people
are two different vaccines.
No, smallpox is something else. We are talking about that they said it's eradicated in the world. We're not talking
about
smallpox tonight. We are talking chickenpox, herpes zoster, you know, like a varicella zoster. That's
that
what they call it.
They're giving you a small amount of smallpox.
No, well, they're giving
you
the chickenpox. But, yeah, but what I'm saying is, she understands what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, anytime they create something which has antibodies to combat the virus, then they give you a small fraction of it because it's manufactured by a mouse or by a monkey or something. What they do is dilute it so that your body can build up antibodies to be able to fight it.
Yes. That's the main reason that they were given the immunization. Some people, for example, I had chickenpox when I was smaller, and then I have the immunity, but now they're saying they are not sure, like, for the immunization, if it protects, like, the vaccination and lifelong, you know, like, so you need a booster, you know, like, but people who had, like, I had in a natural way the chickenpox, I had the disease, maybe now I'm close to, like, 60, and then I might develop, like, a shingles, because it's a dormant in a canal root, you know, like, in the ganglia, into the dorsal area or in your neck, and then reactivate it, even just a small stress, you know, like even forget it about like your immune system goes all down, you know, like it can reactivate. But fortunately, 2006, they approved this like for also immunization for the shingles, like they call like herpes zoster. It's a form of chickenpox, but the dormant one that reactivated, yeah.
Oh, okay. I have a friend, she's like, I think she's about 71 now or 72. She just took the shingle vaccine. And guess what happened? She came down with shingles.
Okay.
And she's in lots of pain because she was asking me about it. I just told her she needed to see her doctor because I'm not a...
Yeah.
I can advise, but I'm not a physician. So I said, I told her I would see a doctor, but... Now, that kind of shocked me. And, of course, I don't want the shingle vaccine then. I didn't know. I thought that was supposed to prevent you from getting it.
Well,
Well,
supposedly that's the way it works. And that's one of the reasons that they don't want to give it to a person with a very low immune system, because that's exactly what's going to happen, because their body won't be able to fight it where it actually creates antibodies. They're going to come down big time with a good batch of the virus.
So what do they
and
use
the other
to
thing,
determine?
You know, like, yeah. The
what
other thing is not nothing is 100%.
No, what do they use to determine if a person's immune system is weak?
They have several tests that they can do
test. You know, like they can check your immune system if it's weak. There are immunoglobulin A, G, M. All this stuff, they have numbers, you know, like, and people who have a immune system low, they are vulnerable of every disease, any bacteria, any viral, you know, like, even that's why even people who their immune system very low, even antibiotic a lot doesn't help. Why older people who have a pneumonia, why they give like a pneumococcal vaccination? Because they wanted to build earlier when still, because that why they die for pneumonia, they giving so much antibiotic, because your immune system is the most important thing to defend for you first of all, you know, like the antibiotic is just a helper, you know, like to kill the bacteria, but it can eradicate it all, you know, like that's why some people like older age, like 90 or 80 something, and they are vulnerable to die for pneumonia. And the other thing, nothing is 100% in medicine, like it can be anyway, but they look the average, right? The average. If you don't look like just like small number, they can develop so many serious other problem with that, and in response of this immunization or whatever it's giving, you know, like they don't look that number, they look the big picture, you know, like how many people can benefit this.
Well, okay, I'm gonna do a 1 minute commercial break and then we'll be back on just a moment.
Okay.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Hi, you're on American Health Crisis. Your host, Paulette Young. If you want to dial in, it's 858-769-4936. Press 1. The two guests is Dr. Fadumah Adol and Selena Lindsay. And we're talking about shingles. There has been, over time, an increase of shingles in children and young adults. But they're telling us it may be due to some people getting the vaccine has very weak immune system, maybe the cause of it. And we also know that they had the U.S., United Kingdom, and other countries are looking at what we're doing here in the United States and in Japan and wanting to, you know, watch the outcome, because in their countries they're not getting the vaccine, because they're holding off to see what happens here in the United States and what's happening in Japan, the two places that do give the vaccine. Okay, and Dr. Adol was talking about our immune system and about having, you know, the consequences of having a weak immune system and what that can mean, and then still the importance of getting your vaccine. Okay.
The other thing that is very important, like, yeah, people get immunization, especially and childbearing and girls age, like childbearing age girls, you know, like, if they encounter the disease while they are pregnant, it's gonna hurt like their fetus, you know, like into their and nervous system. Yeah, just it's not like a bad as a Zika virus, but it still is a virus that affects it into their brain. So that's why it's better, like, if they get the immunization earlier and their chance is very low or nothing that they can get a chicken pox, like the real. Because if they are pregnant and they get the chicken pox and their the fetus, like the baby in the womb, like will be affected his brain. That's also, like, especially for the girls, it's very important that they get the immunization earlier before they get pregnant.
Yeah, because if the mother ends up getting a chicken pox while she's pregnant, then doesn't it have a fatality with the unborn baby?
Yeah, it's gonna affect the unborn baby. Yeah, if she's not immunized or she didn't have before, if she had in the pregnancy in that period, any age of the pregnancy is gonna affect their brain. Yeah, that's why it's very important, like young girls to get like the immunization for chickenpox if they are planning to have in the future children. Yeah, because it can happen, right? It can happen. You never know.
Well, I talked to one lady. A 2-year-old came down with the shingles, but it was so bad because it hit the nervous system in a terrible way. At first, she didn't even know what her child had. The child cried, and then she saw this rash. And over a couple of days, it got worse. And when she took the child to the doctor, they said that's what it was. And the only thing they can do. And with children, you have to be careful of pain medication because they're liver and kidneys is not
especially
fully
the
developed.
aspirin like they call like Ray syndrome. Yeah, the aspirin is better to give Tylenol when they are under 2 or 3 years. You know, like it's better to give Tylenol instead of the aspirin or Motrin. It's better that the Tylenol is safer in that case. Yeah.
Yes.
It
so,
can happen. Yeah, but like the percentage they said of shingles for the children is very 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 low. Compared to the adult people, it's not that it's not happen. It doesn't happen. You are telling me right now, yeah.
Even though they're saying it's very low, in the line of work that I do with education, so far, with it being so low, I've met 3 people, 3, which I find unusual, that have that number within the last couple of weeks. Just talking, finding out what's going on in some of the preschools. And the children. I'm not sure if all the... See, everything's new, so my assumption is that reports aren't in yet because it's all relatively new. It's not like anyone's paid attention.
Yeah, they didn't study
long
enough
time.
Yet. Yeah, yeah. They
and
didn't
so
study
it's not
enough.
Show, but I just found it odd that within 2 weeks I'm speaking to people that can say, yes, a child in my daycare had it. Another one said, a child in my daycare had it. And then another mother says, yes, her niece or nephew had it. And I says, wow. And to me, that's, for me as an educator, alarm goes off inside because the reports have to come in first before they can say yes or no. But with what's happened already, there's just not enough numbers. So the reports will show low, and it's going to take time. But there are studies, if they're comparing us to the United Kingdom don't have the shingles in the children and young adults. We do. And so
they're not getting immunization.
To really know what's going on.
Yes, statistically, yeah.
So
also too, we're steadily faced with the same thing. Darn if we do and darn if we don't, because at some point, because we don't have the studies and we don't have the information, what we can also take from this is that previously, before when they were giving this stuff out, if you didn't know what you were doing, why were you doing it? Okay, if they didn't have numbers way back when, 20 years ago, as to how effective this is or ineffective with kids, why would you use it? This is the senseless kind of stuff that we have going on within the medical community and within the United States concerning drugs, and especially drugs that we give to children. The only reason that they have some withdrawal from it is now because of lawsuits.
So wait, you mean lawsuits from giving the vaccine?
Exactly.
But even for the chickenpox vaccine?
No, No, the parent is, they can refuse to be immunized their children. They have the rights on that. But for example, if the child needs like a blood transfusion or something, they can refuse that. But they can say, okay, I don't want to be immunized my child. Yeah, just the doctor has to document that in case later something happens. And they say, I advise, they didn't want it, and that's it. He will honor their wish. Yeah, brilliant. You know, like the benefit and the risk and what can happen, the alternative. But it's up, the final decision is up to the parents. They can accept and they can refuse.
So but for now, here in California, they passed the law saying all children have to be immunized or they can't go to school.
Yeah,
they
the school for that
school
reason that they accept. Yeah. They approve that by law, you know, like they know like it's like the risk is a very low percentage, you know, like when it's that, that's why when they pass the law. And then if the parents, they want their children to go to school, then they don't have a choice. They have to immunize.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they can.
Unless they can find a position
school
that will say that this child cannot take those shots.
Yeah. That's another case, yeah. Otherwise, because the school is required, you know, like that, to do so.
Mhm. Wow. Again, we're talking about shingles, the increase in children, whether they should be have a vaccine for it or for the chickenpox, or should they not. We've learned so far that it is important to have your vaccines. However, there's not enough reports in yet because it's going to take time to study all of the outcome of what's happening to the kids and young adults. And even with older adults over 50 that they advocate that you should take the shingle vaccine, which still it's going to take time for it. It'll take probably next between 10 to 20 years to see what the outcome of all this is. So. And they're still telling people that if you have a weak immune system, it may not be good to take certain vaccines because your immune system is too weak. Then that's different. Again, you've been on the air with Dr. Fadumo Adol and with Selena Lindsay. And we're on the air every Monday at 8 p.m. from Pacific Standard Time. And the number you would dial in is still 858-769-4936. Selena Lindsay is with Sowing Seeds for Life, the second largest food bank in L.A. County. They do ask for donation at 909-392-5777 and ask for Fran. And she'll direct you from there. And Dr. Fadumo Adol has practiced as a pediatrician. That is her part of medicine that she's studied very thorough in and has helped with various patients. We'll be on the air next Monday with another hot topic. Thank you.
Okay.